AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Citing an evolving security landscape, the Department of Homeland Security is setting increased inauguration security measures in motion earlier than planned. The FBI is warning of plans for armed protest in all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. in the days leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Biden was asked about January 20th.
I'm not afraid of taking the oath outside.
This all follows the deadly violence at the Capitol Wednesday. The House is getting set to vote on the impeachment of President Trump. This is Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline.
This was an attempted coup to overthrow the government. And we have a responsibility as Congress to respond to that. We took an oath of office to defend and protect the Constitution and our democracy in the face of a direct attack on our democracy.
The AP Sagar Magani reports Vice President Mike Pence could have a role in this.
The measure's expected to pass when the full House votes tomorrow. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Pence will then have 24 hours to respond before the House moves to an impeachment vote Wednesday. Pence has not indicated he's ready to help remove the president.
President Trump faces a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Distribution of coronavirus vaccine is being stepped up at venues like sports stadiums and convention centers around the country. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it's all a work in progress.
What we were able to quickly learn over the course of the first 10 days is we needed to find a way to accelerate the process.
The Trump administration redesignated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, hitting the country with new sanctions that could hamstring President-elect Biden's promise to renew sanctions with Cuba. The head of the Minneapolis Police Union, frequently attacked by opponents after George Floyd's death, as an obstacle to needed change in the department, says today he is retiring. The Dow down 89 points. This is AP News. Scientists are worried the world's losing 1 or 2% of its insects each year.
In a dozen scientific papers Monday, researchers call it death by 1,000 cuts. They say climate change, insecticides, herbicide, land use changes, invasive species, and light pollution are killing the world's bugs. You may not like them, but insects are crucial to the earth and our food web. But with more than 1 million known species and maybe 4 million not yet discovered, scientists say they have a hard time getting a handle on the problem. They say it's like climate change 30 years ago. I'm Shelley Antler.
The college football playoff championship game between Alabama and Ohio State tonight is being played at a coronavirus vaccination site. The state of Florida began offering vaccines last week at the Miami Dolphins Stadium, where the title game kicks off. Vaccination and testing operations closed early today so the site could prepare for the big game. Ed Donahue, AP News.